When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered. It's that time of year again to bring the HBCU energy. And Target has you covered. From a range of Black-owned or founded products, alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. And did you know that Target is bringing back the HBCU Design Challenge, a creative competition pairing HBCU students with Target mentors? Keep an eye out for Target Scholars as well, a scholastic program offering financial assistance and internship opportunities for HBCU students. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure. Target is also sponsoring the new season of Illuminating Intersectionality featuring Jade, Taikia, and myself. Season 2 of Illuminating Intersectionality is looking at HBCUs this year in partnership with Target's Black Beyond Measure. We discuss everything from unsung heroes, the women who helped develop the HBCUs. We also looked at the foreign-born Black students and their experience coming into the States, studying and understanding how they fit into our landscape, our lifestyles, and just the dialogue of how we connect with each other, and the social distance and othering that can often take place. And lastly, we have an episode about food and culture. How do you build community in HBCUs? We talked to students about the food. Was it good? Was it feeling like home? Was it bad? And then, of course, we shared our PWI experience with the food that was not that great. So tune in to season 2 of Illuminating Intersectionality wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Hi, everyone. So, yeah, I just called to file the police report.
That's right, y'all. There's some stuff going on this week, and can't nobody fix it but the goddamn police. All right? Now, let's talk about it. I ran across a clip today that I'm totally about to file a police report about. Just is what it is, okay?
Okay.
It's on the Neighborhood Talk. Literally, the headline says, "Are y'all here for it? Daughter gushes over her relationship with her dad and rubs it in her mom's face." Quote,
what?
"No matter how many times you sleep with this man, you're not blood related to him." Now, I'm going to play the clip, and then we're going to play the clip, all right?
What you fail to remember is that no matter how many times you sleep with this man, you're not blood related to him. If this man needed a kidney or a blood transfusion, who would they ask? Me.
Okay.
Now there's more. That's an abbreviated clip. Let's start with the "this man." Who are you talking to? I'm your father. You know what I'm saying? So all that, this man, she just came out the gate on some disrespectful shit like Flojo. You know what I'm saying? One leg in a tracksuit. I don't understand it. Talking about this man and all of that. That's a little bit, there's a movie called The Brothers.
I think you're going to say Eve's Bayou.
That one too.
Oh my
okay,
God.
You got how many seconds?
Jeez.
In The Brothers, Jennifer Lewis played the mother of Tatiana Ali. And they were having an exchange, and Tatiana Lee got a little sassy with her, and she thought, that's a little bit too much me and you. Okay? This is a little bit too much
you get
me and
from.
You. Yeah, that's where that's from. It's a little bit too much me and you between that mother and daughter, and it's a little bit too much. What you mean?
Look at all the threads just coming together.
You sleep with this man, no matter how many times you sleep with this man. This man, all right, the more you know, you seen the shooting star.
Yes,
all right, that's where it came from. And it stuck with me. That's what I'm telling you. I am but a sponge for the arts, okay? And when it's good, I get it. You know what I'm saying? And so in this case, I just think it's just a little bit too much and it's a little bit nasty, if I'm being quite honest, okay? I don't know what her intentions were, but that whole my child is my best friend, my father, my first love. All that shit is fucking weird. Okay, it's too much shit going on. Heavenly, you too. Stop calling your husband daddy. All this shit is crazy. Your mama's your mama, the daddy's your daddy. You can have two mamas, you can have two daddies, you can have three, okay? But we are who we are. And you need to, them lines, I know it's a song called Blurred Lines, but clear them up when it comes to shit like this, okay?
I'm just surprised the dad was just like smiling. Like the part that I was waiting on was him to be like, all right, now, you know, like families play, you banter, but there's a line I was waiting for him to be like, let's ease up on your mama. But he loved it.
Shut your mouth, gal. Don't you talk to your mama like that.
Like, was like that her stepmom? Like, that was her real mom?
She was like that too, about today. Right? Like, I do wonder that too.
It was her real mama because the heifer in the background, because she ain't got control over her house. So we're going to call it what she's a heifer.
No, you did.
The heifer in the background, the mama going to say, it be your own daughter. Why with daughters? Who needs enemies when you got daughters or something?
Oh, she stupid did say like that.
You see her.
The part that made me laugh was when the daughter started talking, and you heard the mom go, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, because what she realized, what have I raised?
She was like,
at that point moment, she realized she was finna add to that Reddit thread about how they hate their fucking children. You know what I'm saying? She knew she was going to be the next post after this here shit went down. So that's all I'm saying. Don't be weird with your fucking kids, okay? Because that's nasty, and it's just nasty.
You know what I wonder when shit like this, because that video went viral, obviously, on Twitter. That girl has to go to school tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder what that's like.
How young was this woman?
She looked like she's probably in college.
Yeah,
I would say.
She definitely looked like a grown ass.
She gave me like freshman in college. I don't know.
I would have even given her a graduate. She looked like, I would have gave her a good 25.
Okay.
About 25. Yeah. You know, black don't crack.
You're right. Okay. It's hard to tell with us, but she's
black
young.
Black don't crack and beige and don't age.
What? Beige don't age. Oh, my God. Now, that's a lie, but I'll let you have it.
Black don't crack, beige don't age. That's right.
But I just wonder when she went to school or to work or whatever age she is, like, what's that like?
Right. The people
everybody's
say, hey, are you
like,
fucking
girl,
your dad?
They whooping you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that what that would know that? Listen, that would have been my prank going to.
That's okay. Talking about right. I didn't say that.
On the piso. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. We got to clear this shit up. That's why you don't say stuff
just
like
in
that.
In the middle of the street. Then
you don't end up at right. You then that. Listen.
I know she's sick.
She is sick. Sick, sad Let's world. That's right. With that being said, hey, welcome to the Friend Zone. The weekly look at all things mental health, mental hygiene, and mental goddamn boundaries in the family. Okay? Because who in the hell wants a freaky ass daughter like that? You know what I'm saying? I didn't like that. I didn't like none of that. I admit that. Hey, friend. Hey, Sante. That aside, how you doing?
Okay. I'm doing good.
Started off real aggressive.
Okay. Just like we like. I'm actually good. This is one of my favorite times of the year because everything's starting to kind of slow down. We're inching towards that end of year where everyone shuts the fuck up for like a month and the emails start slowing down. So I feel good about that. And it's also the first week where I can just like chill. I have no other work outside of Friend Zone. And that makes
you've been
me so
busy.
Happy.
Shout out to you.
This was a good
cooking.
Year. Yeah, it was definitely a good year. I'm grateful. But what about you guys? How are your weekends? Dustin? I know we won't say it, but there's a show that dropped.
I'm very happy. And thank you. I'm very happy to announce to the audience that season 3 of Bet on Black, the competition series that I host, Ori Bolt is back. I'm so excited.
Congratulations, too.
Man, thank you guys so much. It feels so good to be back. And to be asked back was really affirming for me.
For sure.
And it made me work a little harder. So episode 1 just aired. By the time this is released, it will have aired 2 days prior on Monday. And I was giving myself notes as I was watching. But you know what, though? Real shit. I was proud of myself because I could see a lot of growth from what I did last year. visually. And I was
I'm happy to hear that. I feel like we don't say that about ourselves enough. So that's beautiful.
I was like, damn. So, because I worked on a few things from my experience last year until this year, and I was glad to see that growth. So good things all around. You can catch it every Monday night at 9:30 on the Revolt television channel. If you have the Revolt TV app or subscribe to the Revolt YouTube channel, you can catch those episodes on Tuesdays. So either way, there's a chance for you to put your pupils, eyeballs, corneas, all of that on this. Okay. Focus on it. Can you focus on this show? So yeah, Bet on Black is back, season 3, baby. And I'm so happy about it. And thank you to all the support and everybody who had kind things to say, because it really made a gentleman happy. And that gentleman is me. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
You're an amazing looking gentleman on that show.
Thank you, for sure. And I'm excited to also shout out our sister, Shanti, of the Around the Way Curls podcast, who was one of the Black businesses that was highlighted on the show.
Baby.
The Sable Collective, which is a really dope a concept, a really dope shop. She sells items from like different Black designers and creatives, everything from earrings to jackets to pants, cool ass pants. She actually has a lot of dope pants on there. So check it out, the Sable Collective, and also show love to the Around the Way Curls podcast. So congratulations to the both of y'all. I saw the picture.
Thank you.
Y'all
so
look
excited
so cute
about
on
it.
Set.
Everything's been so great. I worked with some really great talent on this project. The team at Revolt, all the way from the president, Monique Chenault, to everybody that we worked with on the project, was hands-on and made this great. I literally had one of the best experiences ever working on this show. I was accommodated so well and just treated with such a dignity that it made me want to do well on the job. So that was great. Shout out to the judges, friend of the show, Pinky Cole. Shout out to Pinky Cole. She returned as a judge this year. We have Van Lathan. My boy Van Lathan is a judge this year. Ray J comes and judges this year.
Ray J.
My boy Bun B is a judge this year. And I had so much fun with these people. And the brilliant Melanie Gatewood Hall, who she is the senior divisional merchandising representative at Target. So shout out to my girl Melanie. She is a smart, poised, and composed just talent. Raw talent, both on the business side of things with the good folks at Target, but also as on-air talent and a judge on the show. So you guys will see all that this season. So Monday nights at 9:30, Bet on Black. And
Tuesdays on the YouTube channel.
And Tuesdays on the Revolt app and the Revolt YouTube channel. That's
congratulations.
Man. Thank you, Dustin. Thank you so much.
Asante, tell us about your weekend.
My weekend was great. Actually, last week, I want to shout out a couple of podcasts, maybe really quickly. When I was at Antoinette's birthday, I met a new friend, Nigel. Shout out to Nigel. He made me go with him to this event at the Soho Works.
Okay.
Which is the Soho House. It's like their co-working space that they have. And I got to go to see a live podcast, the show. And it was really, really dope. So I wanted to take the time out to shout the ladies out. They hosted a podcast. It was called Self-Worth Outside of Work. Sorry, I had to load this because I went to the Posh app. So, you know, they had the whole thing going. So shout out to Penny, host of the Penny for Your Thoughts podcast. And also shout out to Perna, host of the Technically Spiritual podcast. They had a really dope live show. They had cards waiting on chairs. Everybody was having like a time to network. There were drinks and snacks. It was really, really nice. And it was really dope. And they had a bunch of creatives they were talking to. So I wanted to take the time to shout them out. They showed so much love coming up to me. They were like, oh my gosh, you know, we really rock with what you do. And I'm like, wow, I mean, y'all podcast did such an amazing royalty. Job. So I just wanted to make sure that I'm giving flowers to people that are really out there doing a damn thing like we did and we are. So, you know, it's all steps and we've taken a lot of steps. We have so many more steps to go. So I just want to show love as I see people. Staircase. It ain't no crystal staircase. Okay.
That was cool.
It's always good to just. Mm-hmm. It's always cool. And shout out to Julius Stukes. He was out there.
Julius. Oh, hi, Julius. Yes. I haven't seen him.
He was one of the guests. So seeing him, it was like really, really, really dope. And he had a lot of cool things to say. So it's always dope to just support other creatives and just step out every now and then. And outside of that, as for today, I would like to quickly and amazingly wish my father a happy birthday.
Yes.
He turns 60 today. Happy birthday, Dad.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Asante Daddy.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say it earlier, but then y'all had that weird conversation about that social media thing. So I was like, ooh, I don't You're even like, know
let what me wait. Yeah, no, let me wait.
Shout this out.
I'm away.
Mind you, look, mind you, I ain't even seen that. So I'm really sitting there like, I don't know which direction this went, but it doesn't sound good. So I was scared
you ain't said that.
Okay. I would never do whatever it felt like was going on there anyway.
She was completely out of line, wasn't she, Tay? And friend, too.
Yes.
You can say it, friend.
I said it.
She wrong.
Yeah.
Eat her mama 10 being. Go ahead, Tay. Happy birthday to your daddy.
As far as what's right, yes. Happy birthday to my dad. I want to make sure I took time out to shout him out because he said, I was like, how does it feel to be 60? He's like, I still feel like I'm 30.
I know that's right. Goals.
I hope I feel the same way when I'm 60. So. Yes, goes
indeed.
That's
awesome. We love your parents. Yeah, shout out to your dad. Happy birthday.
I know. They love y'all too. They're like, how are Brandon and Dustin? Oh, so did I tell y'all last week?
My mom loves y'all so much.
We love your mama too, friend.
Yeah, we do love your mama.
She like really loves y'all. Like, y'all don't even understand. Anytime I talk to my mom. No, listen, every single time I talk to my mom, when we are getting off the phone, she has a list of people that she tells me to say hi to. And I find it so funny. She'd be like, Señor Dustin and Asante from me tell them I love you. And I just find it so funny because I'm like, girl.
We love your mother, friend.
I will, if you ever, I will. And y'all, I know you don't babies. Care. We talked about this. I will buy her a damn crab.
Boy. I've been waiting. I have been
Please
waiting.
Please do, from Captain Louis specifically, because that's her spot.
I send it over tomorrow.
Okay, I so badly want to just to be like, yes.
Send me the information I need, please, Francesca, and we take care of it from there.
Yes, for real.
She would
I
die.
Love that. Did I tell y'all my mom sent me, or my parents sent me an edible arrangement?
An edible arrangement.
No, edible like a arrangement. Real edible arrangement.
Oh, like the with the yes, good.
Is
yes.
that what that was a signal for? My mom wants edible. No, I'm just kidding. no, so they got the edible arrangement. And have you okay, so there's a show on Netflix. Dustin, I know you probably watched it, even though you would enjoy it, but Fran might have watched it, but there's a lot of gore. There's a show on Netflix called The Fall of the House of Usher. Have you heard of this?
Thank you.
Okay, so
I
two
saw
good
the
really
good trailer. Right now.
All I say is there's a scene Vegas in there where one of the people, she's like, no, you ain't right. One of the people, she's like, send him an edible arrangement. And the assistant's like, wait, so do I really send him the edible arrangement? But after their whole little conversation, she's like, well, you do send them to people that you hate. So, yes. Wow. So after I watched this, they're like, wait, so my parents don't like me? Why did you call
edible
them
arrangements so are so that. Cute to me. I've only received one many moons ago. And I thought it was so cute. It's really good.
It was bomb.
If
it was good.
If you eat it the day
that
you
fruit
get
was
it.
Fresh.
It's so good. And the chocolate.
Right after we got up here.
It's a good chocolate.
It was mom.
It's a good gift. It's random, but I think it's a really cute idea.
It was very random. Somebody came banging on my door. And I was like, oh, hell. Like, I got
so
scared.
And then standing there with all this fruit.
And you tore it up. That's a great gift to people that smoke weed, too, low-key.
It was.
It's like
when I tell you, it was
on.
Right on. Yes. Yeah. And it was just sitting there for me, and I was watching TV eating, and it was just like, oh, it's just so fancy,
that
so classy.
So cute.
I'm learning about myself, y'all, that I love moments to just have something to nosh. And I don't know why I feel like I have to do my hand like that when I'm talking about small plates or just food to just snack on and have conversation. I love that.
That's the nosh motion.
When I was in Michigan with my brother and my sister-in-law, we was doing some shopping at the mall, and the mall had a Cheesecake Factory in it. So, you know, I was just,
Shout
you know, I just was like,
factory.
Yo, like, let's go. Right, friend?
They've been getting like, mad PR on Twitter for the past couple weeks.
Not from DR.
I don't know why.
Because Dustin Ross had a good time.
Did y'all see that video where the guy took
the
guy was taking her on a date, and in the video, I guess they pulled up to the Cheesecake Factory. So when he's opening the door to, like, tell her, like, come on, she's filming herself while looking at him. And being like, can y'all believe that he brought this? And she did that, this, to the Cheesecake Factory.
And everybody said,
Did you see? And did you see how he had planned to take her somewhere else, but she was late and all that?
She forgot to add that part in.
So I was looking like, so girl, you did all this yourself.
A long time.
They're getting on my nerves with all these stupid ass skits. and content.
Oh yeah,
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. You're not talented.
Did you see the one with the teacher slapping the student?
Yes, you're not talented, and it's not. I'm sick of this. And the planes that have the LED strip lights on them. You know what I'm saying? Like the fake planes.
That's weird to me when they do the fake classrooms and fake planes. I'm like, have we?
Why are you even? What is this?
It's low.
Like, what's the point? I'm sick of all that, but any damn way.
The oyster girl. Content. I can't say it. Like, she's a content.
I don't know what that is.
For content. Making content. Now, my thing is this, right? I like char grilled oysters, and yeah, I could eat 48.
You could eat 48?
Them baked oysters in New Orleans with that Parmesan cheese and shit on them. I don't like raw oysters, slimy ass, nasty ass oysters. If your dick don't get hard, off the get, you know, humbug, that oyster ain't gonna help. People swear it's an aphrodisiac. But anyway, slurping that slime, that's nasty. But I like regular oysters. Like,
it looks good.
The point is, my brother and them thought it was so funny that I was like, you know, we were shopping. I was feeling good. I was like, you know, let's go have some drinks and shit. You know, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. There's some drinks and shit. They thought that was so funny for some reason. I was like, why? Like, I want to go have drinks, have some conversations, get a little something to nosh on. You know, like, I like doing that. I love that about myself.
I can't even see your brother at Cheesecake Factory.
Well, you should have seen this because me and him got fucked up. My sister-in-law was driving. I was like, Damon, it's on. And we got lit. We was getting... Well, I ain't gonna tell all our business, but that's the siren telling me to stop talking. But
okay, coming to get you.
Yes, we did that. But I have a story, y'all, about my last week.
Tell us.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Oh, hello. This segment is brought to you by Target and Black Beyond Measure. It's that time of year again to bring the HBCU energy. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products, alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure. And of course, Target is also sponsoring the new season of Illuminating Intersectionality featuring Jay, Takiya, and Fran.
But I have a story, y'all, about my last week.
Uh-oh.
Y'all didn't ask how we doing. I'm going to tell you.
Are you okay?
I did ask how you doing. What happened?
You know, he said, I am all right, but... Uh-oh. So, okay, so y'all know I went to the Lauryn Hill concert last week, right? Lauryn Hill and the Fugees at Barclays or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, it was the entire stage was like pure chaos, right? Literally, like, it was 700 people in her band. You know what I'm saying? You know, she wears the most beautiful, like, stage costumes. You know what I'm saying? She wears the most beautiful, like, extravagant stage costume. So she had, like, an exaggerated bow. Her stylist don't be fucking playing with her, for real. Like, I love all the looks.
Yeah, she's always been a look girl. So.
She's a fashion girl, like, for real, for sure. So, but that, you know, coupled with, like I said, the 525,600 people in the band that's on the stage, right? She has these huge umbrellas on each side of the stage and then big imagery on the screen behind her. For some reason, though, or the marriage of all of that works. The problem with the Lauryn Hill show, right? And then I'm going to get to my story, is that because, you know, people say, you know, the song sounded a mess or she sounded a mess or
because she usually has to speed them up. Does she have to do that?
Well, she sounded good. And yes, she did do different arrangements that this time had more of the original arrangement in them. I could tell. So it was a little easier to follow the song, but there were points where it's difficult to follow the song. But I'm going to tell you why. It was because the microphones that are on those instruments are turned up so loud. that they drowned her out. And it literally sounds like silverware on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Like literally like this dish is breaking.
You know what? I saw your tweet. Crashing. You were like, this show's loud.
It's the fucking, and you know, I'm loud and I like it loud. So like, so for me to express, you know, that I peeped that there was a problem with the volume, the decibels of those goddamn, that I had never heard a tuba so loud in my life. For real. Like I didn't know a trombone could make me feel that in my sternum and backbone at the same time. God. I didn't know that the trumpets would have the soles of my feet and your tingling sphincter. Because it was so, and my anal sphincter, my motherfucking gooch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have never, they were so loud. Well, at the times that the instruments were by the grace of whatever you believe in, quieted down, and we were able to hear her voice, she sounded good. I almost cried when she did awesome. The title track of the album, because the concert was to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill album. So wow. She performed the whole damn album, and then her closing act, let's not even get to Lauryn Hill is the shit straight up. She has one fucking album, and 25 years later, she's selling out arenas
for that one album. And I remember going to that concert when she dropped it.
The Fugees, the group that she comes from. Normally, you know how people have an opening act? Mama has a closing act, okay?
Oh.
She performs her whole set, 2 hours. Then the Fugees come out and they perform for like an hour.
Oh, that's wait a minute. Prize too?
Prize. Now, he did look like he had a lot on his mind. I did see the back of his palm.
Because I thought he was...
on his forehead a few times. Like, whew. Prize looked like he had a lot on his mind. He did. Yeah, we know he's going through a thing right
issues.
Now. Yeah, up the river, you know. But hey, he was there, okay? And it was good to see him say, I said 90 degrees underneath palm trees. It was good to hear all that. It's good to hear Mona. Hey, Mona Lisa, can I get a date on Friday?
You always like,
all of that. So the Fugees, the concert was a shit. Now let me tell you about the story beforehand, because I know people say that Lauryn Hill has a problem with punctuality. You know what I'm saying?
But it's my question.
So real for me now, and I'm gonna tell you why. So I wasn't initially going to this concert, right? The day of the concert, about 6:30. You know, I had finished up my work day. So I walked, you know, I got my shit together. I had, you know, smoked me a little something. I went to the nail shop. You know what I'm saying? I was going to give me a manicure and a pedicure, you know, Thursday evening shit. So, you know, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So about 6:30, I sit in the pedicure chair first because I do that. Then I do the manicure or whatever. Lisa is the lady's name. She's a sweetheart. She got shoulder length hair and she's short. She's so nice. And she's quick and she clips. She knows I don't like no long ass nails. She knows how to do the things right that need to be done. So I'm sitting there with Lisa. We having a lot of nonverbal communication, smiling and nodding and a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? It was good. So I get a text from my homeboy who's like, hey, you know, and this is one of my friends that I go to concerts with and shit. So he's like, hey, what's up? You know, Lauryn Hill at Barclays. I found these tickets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you down? And I'm like, bet. This is one of my friends I can call, you know,
that's
spur of the
fire.
Moment.
That'd be I don't down know why do I thought it. You went with Jade.
She was there too. But no,
yeah,
she's,
I thought y'all
Jade
together.
Was there on some famous shit. No, but we coordinated beforehand and then during via text, but I didn't see her there. So, okay, so I'm there, whatever. It's like 6:30. The concert starts at 7:30, right? But I'm like, it's Lauryn Hill. I got enough time to go ahead and finish again. Because, you know, anybody else, I would have had to cancel that and go home and change clothes to make it on time. It's Lauryn Hill. I'm like, I got time, whatever. So, okay, so I go, I finish, you know what I'm saying? I tell Lisa, you know, you're going to have to haul ass with the buff, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to get out of here. You know, I don't get no polish. I get a buff, you know what I'm saying? On my
so she took that little square?
Yeah, you know what I'm like?
Rectangle?
You're going to have to work harder.
Because the buff lasts. Too.
It lasts.
It gets
it
all
just take a long time. And I don't like that. I don't like that shiny chrome look on my, you know what I'm saying, on my nails. I don't come here for all that. I came here to be neat and clean and clipped. So, you know, that's what I do. But I told her, she was like, I said, Lisa, you're going to have to haul ass today because I got to go. I got to go to this concert. So come on with the buff. So she finished. I get out of there, right? So I go home. I get to my apartment. By this point, it's like, it's about 7:45, right? 7:50, right? I get to my apartment. Plenty of time for me to wash my ass, put on some clothes. Some may not be my first choice of outfit, but I have certain things hanging up that don't need no ironing. For what? A moment like this. You know what I'm saying? So yes, I knew what I was going to wear.
That's smart.
So I open the door to my building. Then I get up to my apartment, put my key in the door. The motherfucking lock spins. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I turn it back and started feeling tight. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? And I started panicking because I'm like, did somebody break in my house? You know, like, what the fuck? But yeah. No. So the lock, I turn the key again, the whole cylinder that the lock goes in spins and comes out the damn lock.
Oh, what? My God.
So I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm locked out my apartment, right? I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I call my super. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, maybe the super got, you know, whatever, got a locksmith on. You know, who knows? They might have somebody on call for moments like this. So I called the super. He was trying to talk me through some troubleshooting shit, but I wasn't comfortable with that. And I wanted an actual locksmith to come fix this, you know, whatever.
And you didn't have the time.
I didn't have the time. So, or so I thought. So, okay. So I'm like, bet. So first thing I do is hang up with him. Google locksmiths, find the most reputable one, best reviews, call them, right? 24-hour locksmith, whatever, see how fast they can get out here. They said they could be at my house within like 40 minutes. I called another one just to see. That one said 27 minutes. Nice. Called the other one back, told them not to come. That one was on their way. So I called my boy at this point. I'm like, yo, you ain't gonna believe this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I got 27 minutes to kill at this point. So I'm like, let me go to the dispensary. So I go to the dispensary, get some, because, you know, all my shit is in the house that I can't get in. Mm-hmm. So I get some from the dispensary to, you know, calm my nerves, you know. And so I walk around, I'm like, let me call my motherfucking dog, you know, and let him know it's no deal. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't make it. So I call him. I'm like, yo, if you know somebody who can use the ticket, just give it to them. You know what I'm saying? He's like, all right, but if anything changed, let me know. Whatever. I'm like, nah, because by the time they get here, it's going to be 8:30. They gonna have to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, it's not gonna work. He like, damn. I'm like, I know. Because at that point, I had got excited to go. You know what I'm saying?
And so, you were dressed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So I was gonna be dressed. At this point, I hadn't been in my apartment to even get
here. Oh,
anywhere
out here.
Right, oh, 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 I'm thinking right. This is on your way out to the show.
On my way in. Yeah,
on your to way get in to get ready. Gotcha.
I ain't even washed my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so damn.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't, especially like when I go get pedicures and shit, this might sound weird, but like I come take a shower after because it's something about being in that water and shit. I want to wash all that off of me and get back to one, you know? So anyway, so I come home, whatever. So I call my boy, whatever. Smoke me a joint, ran into some people I know. It's Harlem. So, you know, that's going to happen. You know, my mood was okay for the most part. Locksmith comes, get up to my door. They let me know what it's going to be or whatever. I pass out as soon as I get back up off the floor. You know what I'm saying? I go ahead and send the money. They let me in. They replace the lock, whatever. I get in. I look at the clock. I call my boy. I'm like, yo, it's, you know, it's 8:30. You know what I'm saying? Do you think what you think? Because I'm in my apartment now. You know what I'm saying? He like, fuck that, come. I'm going to call him back. That's your ticket anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call him back and, you know, let him know I come, whatever.
Oh, my
so,
God.
No, fuck him, you know what I'm saying? So, okay. So I was like, all right, bet. I'm finna take the quickest shower in the world. And then I'm gonna be on my way. You know what I'm saying? Just wait on me before you go in. Of course, you know what I'm saying? Because he had the tickets. So he was like, all right. I take a quick shower, hot spots, full body, lather, rinse, get out, lotion up.
Not the play-by-play.
Lotion my whole body. Vaseline on the elbows, knees, hands, you know, all that. Feet. Get my clothes on, call my Lyft, right? Oh, get my clothes on, call my Lyft. I had got me some at the dispensary so I didn't have to roll nothing to take to the concert because, you know, I wasn't going to the Lauryn Hill show without what I needed. So
okay.
Do that, right? So boom. So I get to Barclays. It is 9. At this point, it's like 9:20, right? I get to Barclays.
Lauryn
Hill still ain't out, right? So I'm like, damn. So, okay, right? So I'm like, damn. Well, 9:30. Let's say 9:30, right? I'm like, damn, she still ain't out. you know, okay, cool. We go through the metal detectors, go in. My boy goes to pull up the tickets on his phone, no signal. He can't access the Ticketmaster shit to like pull the tickets up, whatever. So we like, fuck, happening? Son of a. So then he literally goes, I'm like, you're just going to have to go outside. You know what I'm saying? So he went back outside, which when he had to come back through the metal detectors, it took him, he couldn't get no signal. He had to walk all the way down Atlantic to like get his phone to work for some reason.
What?
Gets the tickets, come back to him. It's like 9:45. We go in. Thank God my homegirl, shout out to you, baby, that works at the bar. I always see her and she listens to the show. So she was right there. We got drinks, went down there, got to our seats, literally had 10 minutes to spare. Do you know? So let me just say, Lauryn Hill be so late that I literally got locked out my apartment and got the locks changed. Got the locks changed.
Took
okay?
a shower.
Took a shower. Got something to drink. Went to my used the bathroom.
Literally lost signal.
Smoke.
I had two emergencies and still made it to the Lauryn Hill show on time. That's how late.
And I was going to say that. I don't know what made you think you had to rush considering the artist.
Of course, I have it.
What time did she come out? Car.
Almost 10 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
Like a couple minutes before 10. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's so late.
I got locked out my apartment, figured out a locksmith, got the locksmith there, got my locks changed on my apartment.
Jesus.
Washed my ass, went from Harlem to Brooklyn, across boroughs, yes. Across a body of water, okay?
Yes.
Got on a to weekday. Brooklyn.
And still made the show on time. That's how late Lauryn Hill is. I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life. But the show was great.
I was going to say, but was it great. Worth it?
Hell yeah, it was worth it. And if you listen to Jaden XD, you know what the Wohas are? Okay, y'all know what the Wohas are. At the end of No Woman, No Cry, they did a walk. It was like, whoa, ha. And I was like, oh my God, I was texting Jade. Her ass that I already love.
What? That's so old.
I'm like, yeah, they do Claude. A Wohai.
That was Claude at the fucking Erykah Badu concert talking about we gotta go before the last song. I was like, what you mean we gotta go before the last song? He's like, cause the whole, you know, stadium is gonna be clearing out. I'm like, bro. And he really had us walking. I'm like walking, standing. But you know, you walking mad slow, looking back. I'm like looking back at the stage.
Okay.
I was like, you so old. God damn.
Woo. Man, that was some
That's
crazy
That's cute, though.
Shit,
I
want to
see
real.
Her. I want to see her. Is it a tour or was that a one-off?
It's a tour. So she's actually, I think she's in LA this weekend. So check it out, because I know you over there on the left coast.
Right. Let me look that up.
Speaking of Claude, I was at Boulevard for brunch on Sunday, getting fucked up with one of my friends. Shout out to my friend. That's who, shout out to CJ. Shout out to CJ House.
Hey, CJ.
Y'all know CJ.
Wait, was that the dance?
Yeah. So, you know, we had
CJ,
moms.
You are CJ. Hilarious.
CJ, one of the funniest niggas ever. Shout out to CJ House. That's my dog. But, you know, we had mobbed on Sunday, whatever. Me, CJ, and one of our homeboys, we had mobbed on Sunday to build Boulevard, you know. Boulevard be popping on Sundays. You know, it's a DJ, you know. It's a lot of moving parts or whatever. So we had went in there and shit and got fucked up. And while we was drinking good, I mean, everything was flowing. They played Party in the USA, so I took a video and sent it to Claude like, nigga, they playing your shit. Claude was cracking up.
It actually got, I don't know if it was Rolling Stone or one of like the big music magazines, but they just released what they felt was like the top 500 pop songs of all time.
Damn.
And Party in the USA came in number 75.
Damn.
I'm like, Claude.
Incredible. Like, that's incredible.
That song just goes. Like, it don't matter who you are. If you don't really fuck with Miley or don't really fuck with pop, but something about that song, it just always plays.
Okay. That's a good damn song. Just like Electric Blue by Lewis York. Listen to American Griots and play Electric Blue by Lewis York. That's your homework. Play that song.
That song is so good. You know what? Shout out to the Shindellas.
Yes.
They just dropped an album. Shindo. Definitely check them out. They've been really killing shit. They were just on Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. They have a feature in a Christmas movie that's coming mm-hmm. out next month. Yes. Or not next month, but obviously in December. I mean, they're out here. They charted on
I think that's incredible. They deserve
Billboard.
It.
Yeah. Hell like yeah. This is so cool to see. And for me, it's a mind fuck because I always say I remember Chuck and Claude in Claude's kitchen with all these different girls, and they were trying to put the Shindellas together. And I remember sitting there like, no, this one, this, you know? And it's like us kind of like having that convo and just watching them put this together. Yeah, and now look, mm-hmm. like straight from their imagination. Evolution.
That's magic. Cool. That's dope. Magic.
Hell pure yeah. magic. Shout out to Claude and Chuck and the Shindellas. I'm excited to see where else y'all gonna take this show.
Speaking
I'm ready
of
to
magic,
see them tour too.
I'm ready to see the Shindellas tour too. I'm ready to see the mm-hmm. Shindellas.
Hell yeah.
Period. Everywhere they mm-hmm. can be. Cause they're yes, the shit.
All over the place.
And they're and right now is a good time for girl groups, like for a girl group to break
it
through.
It is.
It's a good time.
I won't say I can't say who they're gonna be opening for because it hasn't been announced.
Mm-hmm.
But they're opening for someone so major that we love. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna be a game change. Like I'm so excited yes. for these girls.
Shout out to them and their dreams
Shout
are coming true.
To them. Right,
that's incredible to see.
Right before our eyes, so
they're
cool.
so fucking talented. That's so fucking
and fine.
Fun. They are fine. Yes. That's why their name is the Shindellas. You can't be ugly called the Shindellas. That's a pretty name.
So
with
fine
the fucking
women.
Voices.
What?
This is the friend zone.
Once again, this segment was brought to you by Target and Black Beyond Measure. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products, alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure.
I'm in the zone.
Y'all see that shit J.K. Rowling said?
No.
What they say now.
Let me guess what she say about trans people because she seems obsessed.
Ding, 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 ding.
How'd I know?
some shit about I'll gladly go to jail over my, bring it on, I'll gladly do time over her, my views on transgenders or whatever. Some shit talking about if jail time can come for being transphobic or whatever, then bring it on. So I'm like, well, send the hoe to jail then. Because where she thinks she going? She needs to go to a real...
What
jail.
Is her thing? Like she
you know
can't drop
saying?
This conversation. It is obsessive at this point. It makes me wonder, like, what is going on with you? Why are you That's so right. obsessed?
She says she'd rather go to prison for 2 years than be forced to call a man a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Was this in the interview? Like, why is she still talking?
Did
someone,
no
someone ask her? How
That's
felt,
why I never read them crazy ass sprinkle dust dinosaur flying ass books. No way. I never read that shit. Crazy
I
ass.
I do wonder how
books.
The super hardcore Potter fans mm-hmm. are. Is this a situation where they're like, I can separate, you know, the artist?
Yeah,
from
I think
the
they
kind of
had to.
Yeah, I hope
it
they
means
throw.
A lot. This means a lot to a lot of people. This is their childhood. So I wonder how they mm-hmm. reconcile that.
I hope they throw their
like,
butter
like
beer in their face.
I feel like a lot of people had to cut ties because a game just came out. A game just came out earlier this year. It was a Hogwarts Legacy or some shit. And everybody was real up in arms because they was like, well, I don't fuck with JK, but you're not going to play this game because, you know, you can be your own wizard or whatever the fuck. And I feel like Drake just shouted out a fucking house on one of the last records. So I was like,
not Drake.
He said something about... Yeah, he said something about Gryffindor or something on one of his last records. I was like, this is crazy. We're still getting the fucking Harry Potter shit.
And
out
the store
the
be
shit,
booming.
I just never got into it.
The store in New York, the Potter store, whatever
oh,
it is.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
It's
I feel like
booming.
If there's a store about anything and it's in New York City, people are going to go.
Yeah.
Like if they open a store tomorrow about Ice Spice, like I would go, even though she's, you know, still new here, as some people would say. But if they made it look because you get the little wig or them little plushie dolls or if some people want to cosplay as her or whatever, I just think it'd be random, but it'd still be kind of cute. Just random.
Maybe a pop up.
Or whatever her favorite snacks and drinks.
Wait, now that you're saying store in New York, you know what I forgot to tell y'all? The last time I was in New York, I was so tired. I could have been arrested, Joe. I could have been tackled. What happened? I could have been hurt. So I'm so tired. I have like 20 minutes. I have to be downtown, right? And I'm like, let me run to Target. You know when you want to go to get those white t-shirts? Is it the Goodfellow brand? Me get a pack of white tees. God, I'm such a New Yorker. And I go get my pack of white tees. And then, you know, when you're in Target, then I'm like, oh, I needed fucking this and that. Yeah. So I'm like filling up my little basket with entirely too much shit. Somehow.
You forgot to check out.
I walk out with the basket. And the worst part is no one stopped me. So I'm at the corner. Calling my Uber, holding a basket. I'm calling my Uber, and it's not until I look down to go on my Uber app that I look past my phone and see that I, aside from my phone, I'm holding a basket
of merchandise.
When I tell you, my heart dropped out my ass because I could have been arrested.
Friend, and what's he gonna believe?
Like, right. What's he gonna believe? And I'm like, no, listen, I'm really tired. So is everyone else. Tell me that my angels weren't on me, because all I did was walk back in and no one said a word. And I walked to the counter, paid, and walked out.
God bless you. That was a deposit.
Well,
in
all
karma.
I kept thinking friend. Was like, yo, what if there's a big ass dude?
That's what like, I kept thinking.
What if
thinking.
I would just got
damn, I really could have just went home. Shit.
All I kept thinking, because the dude at the front that was there but then wasn't when I walked out was really weird. He was huge. Like, he could have literally grabbed me and broken every fucking bone. Because, you know, they're mad harsh.
When hopefully he would have just walked up and stopped you versus, you know, trying to run up on you. Because I'm sure you was just walking out the store.
No, yeah, because I wasn't thinking. So it's not like I was trying to be slick, like, let me walk fast. It was like, right. I just walked out. Because in my mind, natural. I'm like, I just
like
got
a real thief.
Not sure.
I'm glad
not
I know you. I'm glad I know you can take you on a.
You making her sound like she went on a.
Yeah, I can take you on a lick.
She went on a rider.
I can take you on a lick.
I'm steal from fucking Target. Like, that's.
Oh, no,
sucks.
Right. We love Target. We don't steal from Target.
We don't steal Target. From
Thank
Target.
You, Target.
We love Target.
We love you, Target.
But
now,
I just.
Walmart? No. I'm just
they
playing.
Mean that.
I'm just playing.
They don't even want you there. No, but see, I just was so stunned when I got back out and was in the Uber. I was like, oh my God. Like, I couldn't believe how easily
when it finally hit you,
my day
like
could have fucking gone left. And I would have
your
to call
ancestors.
One of y'all to be like, I'm in the county jail.
We got you. You're getting out today. Listen.
How embarrassing, y'all.
Your
that
ancestors.
Could have been so embarrassing.
Went in his and in that security guard's face like Vanessa Williams on fucking Candy. Don't grab her. Don't rest her.
And the crazy part is when I went to check out and they came back, he was there at the door. And I'm like, okay, this is eerie.
Oh,
like he
on
wasn't
the
there.
Trying to hold you down. You know, in the Christmas movies and shows where like the Santa figure ends up showing up as a security guard or something later on and have a good day, man. You know what I'm saying? I let you through. Maybe it was like that, friend. Wow.
That was my angel. They knew that that's not my heart. So they was like, go back in, girl. Pay for your little white tees and then get back in Uber and do what you're supposed to do. Because I was mortified. I felt so crazy.
Can I also say... Can I also say I'm glad that nothing happened to you, friend? Because I think I told you a couple weeks ago, I've been watching those body cam videos.
Yeah, you did say you had been watching that.
There was one of a
you
woman.
Seen me.
No, friend, no. Look, maybe because I feel like
I know that ain't who I think it is.
No, look. Because, you know, Destin talked about the ancestors. I feel like the ancestors was watching with me because there was a woman. And she was at a store, and I don't want to disclose much because a lot of is funny.
Don't disclose much.
Actually, it was a black woman in the store, and they called the police on her after she got hit by the loss prevention dude.
What story that was.
But she literally backed him into the security office, and he hit her.
He decked her.
That's what he did.
What?
So,
like punched in her face?
Yes. And so she was telling the police that they said, you know, you didn't have enough money for your stuff. She was telling the police, she was like, my aunt, you know, I was trying to have a conversation because I, you know, because of the things that have happened with the world and our people and our history.
Wait, what? No,
do you just say it since you want to say it?
The bitch was crazy, friend. That's what was going on. Okay. So
she was trying to blame it on reparations.
She accosted the manager. Okay. She accosted him and backed him up. Into the security office
in
a threatening way, like literally, like, you know. And so when they got back there, it was him or her, and well, you know how, you know.
And he was in fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I thought you were
going to say the video that was the black lady at like a beauty supply. I don't know what city, but was it New York? No, I don't think it was New York. But he like strangled her.
Mm.
Yeah, like strangled her. He was going crazy on her. It was the craziest thing. And now because of it, everyone has boycotted his store. Mm-hmm. And I saw him release. You saw that? And I saw him release a whole like article about how his family is suffering.
Eating bread.
Because of this. I'm like, well, what did you think, brother? Like,
and take that too.
That's your primary market.
Yeah.
Whatever happened, regardless, I don't even know if she stole. I think she was just asking for a refund. I don't even think she stole anything. And he just went ham on her. Crazy. So they're boycotting the store.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to customer service?
I'm just grateful that nothing happened because I just, my God. And then you're in New York and people be hyped in them stores. Like, you just don't know. So I'm just grateful. Mm-mm. Like I said, the dude was massive.
Yeah, that was hard. That was tough because I did see that.
Yeah, that one was terrible, but he's suffering the consequences of that.
He should. Suffrage to you, motherfucker. That's what you get for putting your hands on a black woman, any damn woman, period. Like, that's fucked up.
And for what? Yeah.
People getting way too comfortable with that shit. And, you know, I like to see people held accountable for that, especially that kind of bad behavior.
Yeah. Most
preferably with violence, but if not, I'll take hunger strike, hunger pain.
Oh my God.
So this is good.
And everyone is already on edge, I feel, you know, just in general, especially because
there's so much going on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially all this war shit. My goodness. Mm-hmm.
I know. My God. Brother.
Dustin, please.
There's too many of you dying. Oh.
Is it sad that I always think of like the... I feel like I talked about this before and y'all know what I was saying.
Brother.
They did like a tribute to that and it was like all the celebrities were on that at one point. Like in like Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys and NSYNC were all on that song. Y'all don't remember when they did
that? Really trying to sing black. I love that when they put pop people on like tributes and telethons. You know how they do telethons when natural disasters
and it's like
happen.
Cyndi Lauper.
They all do that. They all growl.
That reminds me of, I saw a clip that someone posted of Britney Spears' new book. I think, is it her memoir? And so it's like on Audible. And so there's an audiobook version read by Michelle Williams, which is like random. Not that Michelle Williams.
I knew that was going to happen.
I saw his face like, what? The white one. Okay. She's reading it, which is random. And it's a clip where Britney's saying that Justin was always like trying to be black around black people.
Around Genuine, right?
And then he saw Genuine. What was the term he used?
Oh, faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle.
NSYNC hung out with black artists. Sometimes I thought they tried too hard to fit in. One day, Jay and I were in New York, going to parts of town I'd never been to before. Walking our way was a guy with a huge, blinged-out medallion. He was flanked by two giant security guards. Jay got all excited and said so loud, "Oh yeah, faux shiz, Genuine, what's up, homie?" After Genuine walked away, Felicia did an impression of Jay. "Oh yeah, faux shiz, Genuine."
Brittany is letting the chopper sing in his new book, okay?
She is, but hearing Michelle Williams say faux shizzle just really did something to me. Like, deep.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Like, I'm getting that book. I have
y'all
to hear
this. Y'all hear Ply say he want to wear where Britney Spears be getting them little ass panties from.
He says...
Because she do be having the smallest panty.
And they don't move.
I didn't even know panties. That's a panty.
It's a panty.
And they don't move. That's the crazy part.
I don't know how they stay up. Because it's literally a one-way. She got one-way hips. You know.
You know what?
More curvy people, you can have it. One-way hips.
One-way hips.
Curvy people usually, like, you know, the panty sits, especially a string bikini like she be wearing.
It, like, tries to find your waist.
And that's how it stays up. Brittany shit just, you know what I'm saying? It's literally, like, it's 90 degree. It's like, yeah, it is like Huggies. Mm-hmm. It wraps around. She got a wrap around leg panty that will not move for some reason. I've never seen anything like it.
Can I tell y'all who's on this What's Going On remix?
Please tell us.
So it was to benefit the United Way September 11th fund. So that, and Artists Against AIDS Worldwide. So that's why this happened.
Two things anybody will come out for. 9/11 AIDS, your tribute day.
Hold on.
It's an all-star tribute
for both things together. Like, there's just like AIDS and September 11th. This is crazy.
They just piled them on.
Like, what?
I mean, this is a cover. I don't know why it happened. So, but you see the thing for, you know, AIDS Worldwide Foundation, AIDS but World not day. The. anyway, so it features Christina Aguilera, mm-hmm. Backstreet Boys, Mary J. Blige, yes. Bono, Destiny's Child, Jermaine Dupri, Fred Durst, Perry Farrell, Nelly Furtado, Nona Gay, Darren Hayes, Ja Rule, Jagged Edge, Alicia Keys, Aaron Lewis, Lil' Kim, Jennifer Lopez, Chris Martin, Pat Monahan, Monica, Nas, Nelly, NSYNC, P. Diddy, T-Boz and Chili, Britney Spears, Gwen Stefani, Michael Stipe, Usher, and Scott Whelan.
Mm-hmm.
All of those people on one song.
Brother, brother. I could hear Bono.
Mm-hmm. I can hear TLC.
Yes, that happened. There was a video and everything. I feel like it was on TRL, maybe.
I saw a clip from an interview, you guys, when T-Boz was promoting. I guess she wrote a memoir or whatever called A Sick Life or something like that. But she, it was referencing, you know, her health struggles.
Yeah.
But she told a story in the book, apparently, that she was at some foundation event and she was due to present with Aretha Franklin. And when they got up there on the podium in front of the audience, Aretha was like, I ain't standing there sharing my podium where I ain't standing next to her. Like, said that and then was like, y'all think she look good? I used to look better than that back in my day. And T-Boz said she wanted to cuss Aretha Franklin. These T-Boz's words. She's like, I wanted to cuss her out so bad. She was like, and that was back in my day when I was rowdy. And she was like, my mother was looking at me like, please, you better not say that. Like, please. She said, because you could see on my face, I want to tell you every kind of you. She was like, it was Aretha Franklin. I couldn't cuss her out. She was like, so I just had to take it. She was like, but I was like, ooh, you just don't know. That's what T-Boz said. She was ready to cuss Aretha. And then T-Boz, this is what was funny. She was like, you know, when we first got to the podium, she's like, I want to share my podium with her. She was like, it started with that. That's what she said in the interview. That's what T-Boz said.
I don't know why Aretha was so mean.
So damn mean. I don't know. It's just
everything
like K. Michelle said. I told y'all K. Michelle said in her interview she was interviewing for a podcast, but she said that Nicki Minaj made her take a song off her album that featured Meek Mill, but she didn't just say Nicki Minaj. She was like, Nicki Minaj mean ass made me take that song off. So that's what she said. She said, yeah, Nicki Minaj's mean ass
Different stories, and I think it depends a lot, obviously, like,
it came and she'll be lying,
perspective, because I hear Nicki's very nice, you know, I hear she's just guarded, which rightfully so. She's been famous for a long time. She caught a lot of heat online, but Aretha's just like across the board.
Heard nobody say she was nice.
That's what I'm saying. And we can't say she wasn't because we don't know her personally. Mm-hmm. I won't say that. But
I take that back because Jennifer Hudson, she hasn't said anything bad. I haven't never heard her say Aretha was nice, but she hasn't said Aretha was mean. So I guess we'll take that, right? But Aretha did come out though at a time when she had to deal with a lot of fucked up shit. You know what race relations were like? That was at the height of the civil rights movement. She was a fucking teenager. Her father was a really very talented and abusive pastor. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit she was dealing with. So she had, you know, some trauma and shit that made her might not be like the nicest person in the world, but she also was the baddest motherfucker to touch a microphone when the president makes your voice a national treasure. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and maybe she was one of those. You ever met musicians that like they only fuck with other good musicians? Mm-hmm. Like they they're not kind or won't even engage with you if they don't think that you're good at what you do. Like there's a lot Prince. Of people in the industry that are, right, else? Like Prince would just roll his eyes at people.
Chardin don't do nothing. She do what she want to do. Yeah, who else? Khalees, mean ass. Who else is it? Oh, let's talk about all the mean celebrities. Y'all see how Khalees did Beyonce. She put that shovel down and she took them she took them potting soil ass gloves off and turned her out.
I love Khalees.
You know what? Let me say this though. I am so goddamn tired of them Uber commercials. So I hope that check was good to her. I hope that check was everything and more. Because you know what? The way it's done, it is cool. It's very on brand or whatever. It just comes, I forget what it even comes on. It's an ad. No, it's an ad on something. I don't even know where the fuck I see it, but I'm like, God damn, again? Like, the same one ad? Like, y'all didn't buy any other ad spots only for Uber and her doing this fucking shit.
Who
like,
else
for real?
Is mean, y'all? Nikki Gilbert ass. Oh, my God. Nikki Gilbert. Else mean? Who else y'all think is
do y'all
mean?
Do y'all think Patti LaBelle is mean?
No. Nope.
No.
I think Patti is nice. She's one of the nice ones. I think she's nice.
I feel
nice.
Like it depends.
You think so? I feel like she probably mean to who she need to be mean to. But I feel like she nicer than her. Everybody loves her, though. Think about it.
Yeah.
I feel like
everybody she's loves her. Nice. Yeah.
Anita Baker, we already
She mean as fuck. You see how she just did Babyface? Kicked his ass off the tour and then signed it. XOXOAB. That's what she did.
I love Anita Baker. You know who seems really nice? Dionne Warwick. She just seems fun.
Yeah, yep. She
and
does,
youthful
but
like that.
Did you say really nice?
Yeah, you don't think so?
Well, we watched The Apprentice. And so, unfortunately,
she was on
you said
the
really
Apprentice?
Nice.
No, yeah. She was nice.
Oh my God.
Same season. The same season as Dionne Warwick, Nene Leakes, Star Jones, LaToya Jackson.
Omarosa.
No.
Marley Matlin.
Dionne Warwick was arguing with Marley Matlin's interpreter as if it was. Okay. And then she's like, He was like, no, I'm speaking for Marley. She's like, well, she may have not. That's how Dionne was doing. You don't even do stuff. He was like, I'm interpreting for Marley. She's like, well, she may have not. That's the type of time Dionne Warwick was on. Remember she called.
You know, maybe it's her niece that's tweeting and making.
Yeah, Nikki. What's that model's name? Nikki Taylor.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Dionne Warwick called her. I told her, Huzzy. I got your number, Huzzy. Dionne Warwick was on one, but she'd be cool as hell on Twitter. So like, it's you know what I'm saying.
I really want to name this episode. I got your number, Hussy.
Do it. I think that'd be wonderful.
But I wish we could put it with Z's the way she says it. Hold on, so I don't forget.
Y'all think Adele mean?
No, she seems nice.
I don't know, friend.
You don't think so?
I see it. You know, game recognized game. I think Adele got a little of that. I get your ass up out of my face in her. You know what I'm saying? I can
you
see
it. You think it's just good PR?
I think she'll handle a bloke or two. You know what I'm saying? I think she'll handle a bloke. I'm telling you. She will. I think she will. Who else do I think might fight a little bit? Ooh,
this
white
is
people.
A funny game.
Ooh,
whitey. Sorry.
Here's another question: have you ever had an encounter with a celeb that made you feel like they're an asshole?
K. Michelle.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Boom! Boom!
I don't think to me, but I've seen celebrities be rude to each other. I'm not gonna say no names, but I worked a gig one time. And there were two celebrities that were a part of it too, and they argued like cats and dogs
what?
Out of the view of everyone else that was a part of this
situation. Did they know each other, you think? Or was it just...
They were arguing about something related to the... I'm trying to be as vague as possible. But they were arguing about something related to the event. Mm. So I don't know if it was due to anything other than that. But they... And then would... When it was time for them to work, they were working in such a professional way. Bottom line, when it was time for them to be in front of people, you would never know what was going on backstage. I put it like that. And they was backstage. I'm not fucking doing that. I'm not for her ass. I'm not fucking. She's like, fuck you. I'm not. Da-da-da-da-da. Then they would go out on stage. Good evening, guys.
You talking about Brendan Tsai?
Right. But yeah, that was a trip. I'll tell y'all who it was later. Yeah. I thought I had told y'all about that, but I'll tell you who it was later. Yeah.
I had a similar experience, but they did not hide it on stage.
Really?
Yeah, this is really, an SNS fest. That's all I'll say is two black men.
Ooh.
You could tell it's the most random two black men. You would never think they would even ever cross paths, but clearly there was something there because they just were so weird with each other. And that's always awkward. When you know people have something going on, even with influencers, not just celebs, but when you can feel that you walked into the middle of some shit and you're like, oh, shit, we're supposed to be on stage smiling and waving.
I'm trying to text y'all who it was.
I feel like I always have really cool encounters. Like that time we saw Ryan Leslie outside the studio, I'd met him once before.
My old neighbor. I wonder if he's still there.
Like, he was really cool when I first got to see him. I was like, wow, this is really fucking cool.
And obviously, we can't speak about him in totality because those are just our experiences.
Just in our run-ins.
Literal run-ins. He was coming from a run, and I was standing outside my building. And at this point, I didn't know he lived there. And he just runs in, and I'm standing there with Jade, and we both looked at each other like, what in the fuck? I was like, is that who I think it was? And we was... It was so cool. And he was like, hi, you know, how y'all doing? We're like, good, how are you? And then every time I would see him, I'd smile and wave. Or if I was on my terrace and he'd like wave, he's just so cool. And I'm a huge fan of his, so that was like nice because they say you shouldn't meet people you enjoy.
I feel like I always have those types of encounters. Like back to Essence Fest when I met Jermaine Dupri and I got to see Crime Mob, I was like, this is crazy.
I remember that Crime Mob moment. I remember
that. Everybody was so nice. Like everybody was so fucking dope. Like I was like, this is so fucking fly. Like, cause it was like a little press room moment too. And everybody was just being so cool. So I was like, I always have good moments. I can't think of one time I saw somebody outside of K Michelle.
Look at the group message.
Some bullshit didn't happen.
Look at the group message, y'all. Look who it was.
Oh God.
I just wanted to see y'all's reaction.
That's so random.
Cussing each other the fuck out. Do you hear
I remember
me?
This. No. I remember this, actually.
Cussing each other the fuck out, okay? I was like, yo.
Wait, I just sent y'all mine.
Now that is that random. That is random.
Is that not the most random duo?
This whole town ain't big enough for the both of them. That's why. Because I don't care what y'all say. That's two bad boys. Okay. I don't care what nobody say. That other one is putting on an act.
It was just beef on site. I was like, ooh, I walked into something. Rick Charest.
Ooh. She was loving that. Things get spicy.
God, okay. So crazy.
And then look, we can say this name. Asante, remember when we seen Lisa Nicole Cloud going off on her staff at the convention center?
Yes. Yes. Wait, yes.
What?
Yes.
Who was that?
She was chasing people down. She used to be on Married to Medicine. And her husband was the one who Toya Bush Harris is like, with your gay ass husband. That's who she was talking about. She's talking about Lisa Nicole Cloud's husband, Dr. Darren Nogles. And but baby, Lisa Nicole Cloud, she had a booth set up because she has
a
clothing line that she designs or whatever. Mm. And so I guess she had a problem with her employees. Her face was so tore up, friend. Like, literally, she was pissed the fuck off. And whoever the employee was that she was arguing with had it, like, reached their wits' end.
In front of the people?
Yeah.
And not only in front of the people, in front of Bernadette Stannis' booth, where a person was on the loudspeaker saying, Bernadette Stannis, Thelma from Good Times. Every 5 minutes.
Lisa Nicole Cloud ain't give a fuck, baby. She was, I was like,
Is this the year that that we had the booth? Is that same year? Because remember, Stannis was next to us, like on a booth.
She's
like,
there. I think this is a different year. I think this is a different year.
No, seriously. She literally has a stand-in. Like
I feel
like
they have like a paid. I thought that was just our year when we had our booth.
No, she is there every year.
But it was just line be wrapped around where we were. Her line be long.
Yes.
Every year too, I bet.
Yes. She's a staple. Yes, she's like part of the festival. Like, you know, you're going to see.
That's how you know looking good matters. I don't care what nobody say, being fine matters, because Thelma from Good Times is still fine. And she's old as a hill, and she's still fine. Okay? Still fine. I'm trying to tell you, still fine. And they be in line for who? Bernadette Stannis, Thelma from Good Times. Well, who was right there by that?
No, I'm changing the episode Nicole, name.
I didn't want to say it. I really wanted to see who was going to go or not. I really want to see
old as a hill. You know, a hill been there for a long time. Think about it, y'all. A hill, that's a long time of erosion.
A staple.
Yeah, you old as a hill. That means, you know.
Oh, my God.
You legit.
Okay. And she was nice. Remember, she would smile and wave at us, too. She seemed really nice.
Because she was making all that money charging them people. How much was in pictures? $25, $35? Something like that. She was charging
that line?
Getting paid. That's why she was happy
and
to be over there.
And t-shirts to boot.
Literally, that was her whole booth. Bernadette Stannis, Thelma from Good Time. And she has a person on a loudspeaker repeating that. Yeah, everybody be looking.
No
like,
breaks.
That's better than status. Damn, we're from Good Time. They go right over there.
Because the moment you hear, you're like, shit.
And she has on
effective
some
marketing.
Nice jeans and some, you know, form fitting and shit. She's got a bright smile over there standing looking like Portia. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm with it. But anyways, Lisa Nicole was showing her ass right in front
she
of
was.
That booth.
They was going
and me
off.
And
that
Asante,
was crazy.
We could not believe it because it was like watching Married to Medicine live.
Live.
It was literally like watching a live performance of Married to Medicine. She was so mad. And her she's one of them people where when they get angry, their neck and clavicle gets like, you know what I'm saying? Like it just pulls. You know, she was
and like it was a
that.
Crowd, the so you couldn't. Well, I couldn't really hear, but I could kind of hear her voice. I could kind of hear her voice, but and then the other person, you just see them like going.
And remember, she like, grabbed her arm. Remember, she chased her down and grabbed her arm. Me and Asante was tripping.
This is crazy to me.
We looking at each other. Like
Asante, what the fuck? He was like, I know, look, we couldn't, we
y'all
could
not were
believe
the literal
it.
Wrong two people to have been standing there.
We were the best.
In the wrong place, like Jocelyn Hernandez said, you were the wrong place. We was in the wrong place, but at the right time, because we seen everything.
I am shocked. This
is the Friend Zone. It's that time of year again to bring the HBCU energy. Target has you covered from a range of Black-owned or founded products alongside impactful opportunities to support and invest in the next generation of HBCU excellence. Whether it's homecoming or brunch with the girls, add an exclamation point to the menu with Ghetto Gastro's waffle mix and syrup and Slutty Vegan's tasty dips. Even better, make it a party with fun games like Lyrically Correct and Culture Karaoke. Discover more ways to tap in with Black-owned or founded products for your next social gathering. And by the way, did you know Target is bringing back the HBCU Design Challenge, a creative competition pairing HBCU students with Target mentors? Keep an eye out for Target Scholars as well, a scholastic program offering financial assistance and internship opportunities for HBCU students. Lock in with Target this homecoming season and beyond at target.com/blackbeyondmeasure. Listen here. Target is also sponsoring something that's very important to me and three other amazing women I know. And that would be friend of this here show and HeyFriendHey.com, Chef Jade of all Jades, and I mean every last one, and also Doctor, the good doctor, Tykea Robinson, with their amazing and incredible second season of their brilliant podcast, Illuminating Intersectionality. Now, they are covering so many bases over there. It's all kinds of stuff from what kind of food they eat in the HBCUs to then people from here and there at the HBCU to the academia and all kinds of stuff. It's so good. Mm. It's a chef's kiss of season 2 podcasts. And y'all need to listen to it. So I want you to light up your intersections over there with them at Illuminating Intersectionality. And that's brought to you by the good folks over there at Target and my girls, Fran Jade and Kia. Thank you.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At least it was yelling at that person. They was finna kill them dead.
I killed you dead. Drop your ass on your ass. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I love that line. Drop your ass on your ass.
What is, I just want to ask her what she means. Like, Jocelyn,
I dropped your
what
ass
are you talking
on your
about?
Ass. I dropped your ass.
Hey, she could try to cuss me out if she want to. That'd be the last time she cuts somebody out for a long time.
Oh, you two playing the Dirty Dozens would be a sight to see.
Ah, baby. Her ambulance is lining their ass up. And I hate to say it, but Bonnie, get your ass over here too. I'm going to get the... Jocelyn, the type of motherfucker, you got to do a clean sweep. Because if you leave any room for error, you know what I'm saying?
No kids.
Lauderdale Ho. Okay.
Oh my God. Do y'all have anything else y'all want to bring up before we get up out of here? You know what? Let's talk about Patreon too. We have a live stream this week.
Oh,
it's
yes,
early because
do.
there's no Wednesday tonight, next week in tonight. October. So patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. We will be going live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Asante makes it hard to keep a straight face. Because why is he singing Two Become One? Because tonight is a night. I heard you singing it.
I'm so sorry.
I need some love like I never needed. I'm going to make love to you, nigga.
Did y'all watch the Beckham documentary on Netflix?
I didn't. Is it good?
It is so good. I knew of Beckham, obviously, but I had no idea that he was like that good or revered, I should say. I thought people fucked with him because he was just handsome and well-dressed because he's a Taurus and married to Victoria Beckham. That's what I thought his whole shit was. But nah, he's like the golden child of soccer. I had no idea.
He's
and
like
it's
Michael
cool.
Jordan, right?
Like who?
Michael Jordan, right?
I thought you said Miles Jordan. I was like, who the hell is that?
I don't know who that is. I was finna ask you. Who was that? I ain't know. That was a new artist.
Like he's highly revered in the sport. And he's done some amazing things. And they even go into like how he met Victoria. And she was already big with Spice Girls and what that was like. And their kids and their lifestyle and different teams he played for, their family growing. It was just really good. And I'm not really like a soccer person, but it had me enthralled the whole time. You should definitely
watch. Need to be soccer people because, baby,
okay,
at some of them championships, like the Olympics, I'll be like,
give me a football player.
Football. And all the babies in my life, all the kids. You know what's funny? All the young kids in my life love soccer. I'm like, dope. I wonder what it is with that generation. Because my generation and my family, I don't see us talking about soccer. Everything's basketball. But I notice these football. Younger kids love soccer.
I think that's incredible. And I also love the popularity that like the WNBA has. I know Crystal talks about it a lot. You go to games a lot, Asante. Yeah. I love that it's becoming more and more mainstream, more popular. I hope those ladies or however any of them identify, I hope those players because girls is players too. I hope those players get bigger salaries and bigger, larger endorsement deals and all that shit.
That they deserve for sure.
I also am really, really intrigued by and enamored with the whole Angel Reese glow up. That whole, them LSU girls. I saw
she
girls.
Just got signed to Reebok. And shout out to Shaquille O'Neal and Allen Iverson, who are now like president and vice president. Reebok,
I'm telling you.
Wow.
The fact, and the LSU tie-in with Shaq and her, like, I just, that, I love that. I just love that. And I love that Angel Reese has star quality. She's a star. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here. I like this whole moment. I think it's just super cool to watch this happen, even though it means we're getting old because we're seeing people come and go and all that. I'm happy about this one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love what's the mascot? Ellie, the elephant.
Yeah. Yep.
The videos.
Throwing ass in front of Crystal.
And wearing the little Kim outfit. Going on. I want to know who's in there so badly. I was so mad I didn't go that time. Yeah, that was funny.
I was there when Fabio Foreign was there, and that little elephant was going to, like, just going
they
on.
They said it's Ira Banga from Bad Boys.
No, no, no. Get out of here right now.
The fact I know who that is killing me softly.
Thank the Lord Jesus, you do not.
Hey, you know how he be
No,
doing.
What kills me was the Ellie the elephant did the Lil' Kim. The little neon boots. Done. So cute. I want to actually pop up at one of the games. That would be cute.
Me too.
Congratulations to them growing. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Anything well, shit. Problems,
right?
I just want to mention a different game before we get out of here. Mm-hmm. It's the game of Big Brother. We are down. We're dwindling towards the end. We have just two gentlemen left in the house, Jag shit. And Matt.
Wait.
And then we have.
Oh, okay. You're saying that's the gentlemen that are left. Okay.
Yes, the men that are left. And I believe we have.
That's a heart attack about that black lady.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. What about, is this, Felicia?
So we have, so we're down to Felicia, Ceri, the two black women that I'm rooting for simultaneously, but more so Felicia because she's from Atlanta. Also more so Ceri because, you know, of her CBS history. I don't know. I'm still split, but if either one of them win, I'm going to be happy. And then there's also a bunch of other people in the house. Sorry. I just really want to talk about the black people. I am loving the fact that Ceri, she was the one, her son was in the house. Her son is gone, and now her game has really, she's been able to fall to the back. She isn't seen as a target. Mm. So she's making it closer and closer to the finals. And Felicia, she is also making it closer and closer to the finals as well. So still rooting for everybody black.
You think they're going to let black. Another black person win?
At this point, they're not targeting. It's only two. So the two guys is a white dude and a dude, Jag. And neither one of them seem like they're going to be thinking like, oh, maybe the black people linked up. But they are noticing that the two black women do spend a lot of time together. Mm. So Jag and the white dude, they are also a duo. So they're the last two like duos left in the house. The other ladies, they're not aligned in a duo, or they're not really aligned with anybody. So they're floaters. So they are targets because they are two black women that are spending a lot of time together. But one thing I love about Ceri, the one from Survivor, she always talks through her teeth. You see on camera, she be talking like this because she don't hear to see her gameplay when she's talking game. Hilarious. And it's just the funniest thing to watch. I always think about you, Dustin. We talk about the smile. Smile of your teeth is she's always just sitting there talking game. She'd be like, no, don't even do it now. Okay, so next time they're gonna be targeting you. And I'm just like always watching the cameras enthralled. So shout out to Big Brother. Hope a black woman does win yet again. But if they don't, I ain't rooting for nobody else, to be honest with you. That's why it's only
that's
like
fine.
That's why I want to bore y'all with the other names, the other players, because it don't really matter.
Does someone get eliminated weekly?
Yes, and sometimes twice a week. Like there'll be little surprises. So the last person eliminated is a guy named Corey. Corey was a white kid. He was dating a girl in the house named America. America's in the house mad that her boyfriend got evicted, but Corey was the reason that the black boy who was Ceri's son got evicted because he was also in a showmance with the girl named Blue. Blue is also still in the house. So Blue is in the house. America's in the house. And this Australian lady named Bowie Jane, who they hate, not hate hate, but they really haters. There's a compilation of Felicia saying that damn Bowie Jane. And it's so funny because when Bowie Jane was in power, she put Felicia up for elimination. And Felicia said that damn Bowie Jane put me up for elimination. So it's really comedic, the little things that happen in the house. But it's not as entertaining as if you watched a show that won't last as long as Big Brother, because Big Brother be lasting for episodes and episodes and episodes. House of Villains is very entertaining as well.
Oh, I yes. Just yes.
That. I'm sorry. Oh, that's what I was saying I was going to watch. Where is that?
Go on YouTube.
You can watch it on you can watch it on YouTube.
Oh.
I didn't even look at see it on the network, but YouTube keep playing
the first
episodes.
First two episodes are on YouTube right now.
Oh, watch it. Bomb. I've definitely watched that. What's the other Check thing y'all out. Said to watch?
Friend, Jax has me on the floor at the end of the second episode.
His ass. I know he's happy to be back on TV. He loves attention, well, that guy.
He is. He's talking about all the money Britney be making. And I'm like, well, good. Look, I was like, good for Britney, because I do like his girlfriend.
Is she on
wife.
It? Too?
No. She's not on it. Oh, he was okay. Just talking about her. And after all that he put her through on the damn show, I was like, well, good for I am glad all of that is happening for her, because Jax.
I was
is
shocked
a piece
that
of work.
She stood by him, because he's a lot. He's so overwhelming. Like, my nervous system would have shut down being around him.
Yo.
Protective mode. You are crazy. Shut
He got
down.
A real low waist, too.
You oh, know my what? God. You I don't want to think said. About Jax in a panty.
Wait, when does just Potomac like drop?
I knew you.
November 5th.
Oh, okay.
Still November 5th.
I'm excited. Yep. It's the only franchise I watch. And I am ready. I saw the 5 minutes, was it? The first 5 minutes.
The opening 5 minutes.
Yeah, that someone tweeted out, I guess, from the Bravo account. It was good.
It was. Giselle hair was all thin and shit. I'm like, damn, Giselle, another damn year of the same old. Damn.
The Grand Dame's hair was cracking
she
me up.
She looked good.
Though.
She looked like she wanna dance with somebody.
Big curls.
she wanna feel the heat with somebody.
Right, I was like, okay.
That's what she looked like. Like she's like,
I'm gonna watch the full thing, but please spoil.
Did you watch the reunion for Housewives of New York?
I watched a little bit of it. I liked what Jenna had on.
I did enjoy Jenna. I always enjoy it. I enjoy a lot about Jenna's looks, because it's not like she's really trying to put on, but she is thinking about what she's doing. So that's why I fuck with Jenna.
I like Jenna. Uber was cracking me up. That's all I'm going to say. Because she was not letting the show just flow. Like, they'd be talking about one thing. And he was trying to like.
And Uber going to talk about what she want to talk about.
Yeah, like Jenna. It's like.
Be like, what?
And he
like,
kept trying to like
Andy was
let
like,
it roll.
Well, we're gonna get to that.
But let's like, talk about how they didn't want Jenna on the show. He was like, damn, Uber.
Like, oh, damn, he's calling Uber. Her Karen, which I thought was funny.
And spelling it wrong. Because Aaron is a Karen,
it
though.
It was cute. I thought it was a good reunion. I don't know what more there is to talk about. So I wonder, like, why is
it definitely should have been one part. It should have been one part for me.
Yeah.
Like if they bring in husbands next week, I'm gonna be a little upset. Like if just to talk about the damn flight thing, I'm gonna be like, see, what are we doing?
Yeah, heard you got I'm a man curious. In Connecticut.
Now that
Ooh,
shit was
be
funny.
Going to fuck off, but I ain't even mad at her because some of them.
Fuck
are
you, Bryn, and happy birthday.
So that was Sai ass.
Sai lost her like shit. She was so embarrassed. She was like, damn, I spilled the beans and they got put out there.
She had egg on her face, and that's what she get, because she shouldn't have told Aaron. So I be kissing Aaron ass a little bit and then trying to be big dog to the other girls. And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
I wonder why.
Because
what is it about Aaron that's, you know, ass kissing worthy? I would have thought she'd kiss Jenna's ass and she's like the fashion lady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like they all kind of like kissed Jenna's ass, but like Sai was especially up Aaron's ass because she felt like maybe Aaron and maybe, well, I don't know if Sai even looked at Bryn this way, but maybe Aaron and Bryn, I feel like they had those like front runner seats as being like the leader,
yeah,
whatever that looks like, or glue or however. And Aaron sometimes does paint herself out to be that way, but maybe she is. But I don't like Aaron. Like, I just don't. I really, really tried and I can't, like, the way she just be throwing rocks and trying to get into the ship, but then be like, oh my God, no, what are you even talking about? Like, even with the Uber and the phone thing, like, just like, you know, just the way you talk to me, it's like, you know, and I didn't even think it was asking. Like, I don't know. I just don't like the way she carries herself. I just don't like anything about shit by
low key, her dress was cute at the reunion. Like, if you really, oh, no, if I didn't you really say she get in bad. To that dress, I did.
But if you really get it, I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember being short.
I don't remember either.
Yep. But when you watch it again, just get, like, check out, like, the details a little bit.
The dress, actual it was details. Like, yeah.
Girl. We'll have to tune in next week for part two.
So Brianna looks chairs, like she's at a saloon.
She said it though. She said she was giving prairie OnlyFans only or something fans? Like that. That was funny though. But so yeah, the chairs where you sit, that means you're the star. Nothing. Like, oh, okay. I thought mean, there was it, a
there
ranking.
Used to be a pecking order according to the in relation to the seating that does not exist anymore. And we knew that because Sheree Whitfield set first chair at an Atlanta reunion. And also Drew Sidora did.
Okay, and that means
and the year before that, the year we really knew that that they had thrown it the hell out the window, Marlo was sitting first chair at the reunion.
Mm-hmm. The shade, Dustin.
So we was like, well, you know what? This just don't mean nothing now. We know for sure this don't mean shit now. So yeah, it don't. It don't mean a thing.
What if it did mean something? I forgot who sat where. No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to figure out how to be messy, but it didn't work mm-hmm. out. Never mind.
Maybe. We can move on. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, with that being said,
yeah,
that's it for us this week, right? Nice yes, little thank light God. Show. But God, we love you guys. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to join us on patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. We'll be hanging out for an hour live streaming. It's actually really fun. We just be kicking it with the chat, answering yes, questions,
le chat,
right? Answering questions and just, you know, talking about whatever. It's always fun. So come hang with us. And also we have, do you know we have like 870 pieces of content on Patreon?
Wow.
I noticed that last week. I was like, wow, we have gone hard.
And we're coming back with more newer, fresh things. So stay tuned.
Yes, so definitely
thank you for sticking
up.
With us.
Yes, those of you who have been there, we love you. Thank you so much. And those of you who have been curious about it, definitely check it out. Actually, if you go to our Patreon, there's a new feature now that they're showing 5-minute, I think, audio clips and 5-minute video clips that are previews. So that way you can get an idea, of what we've been
working
on.
We got trailers, y'all.
And check it out and see how you feel about it. We've been having a blast on a show we have on there called The Binge, where we recap TV. And we have been recapping movies, actually, scary movies. Yes. We did Candyman.
Wrapping
that up this week. We did Candyman. We did Tales from the Hood.
Yes, we did. It's been hard.
And we're doing Ma this week, right? Yeah. So
yes.
What was the one I'm missing? Or maybe that was
Black
it.
Box.
Black Box.
Oh, yeah, Black Box.
On Amazon with Felicia Rashad. So definitely check that out.
Her mean ass. She another mean
one. Oh, my God.
You know Felicia Rashad mean. You know it.
And then you can catch. But I feel like Debbie Allen isn't.
Yeah, me. I feel like she's the coolest one. Oh, yeah. She probably cool
chill. I don't think she's friendly, but I feel like she's chill. Like she, you know, she ain't bothered my much.
Cool
but
as hell.
I love Debbie Allen. So
that Felicia.
And then, of course, the video of every episode every week is on there as well. So join us, patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. We love you guys so much, and we will catch you guys next week.
Thank you.
Stay
y'all.
Black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Nicki Minaj mean ass.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.